In this modern age,
perfect.
Too many people have lost sight of the true meaning of Christmas.
Mom!
Hush! Shut up, Ralphie!
So now, in the spirit of the original,
me to you, stop!
Traditional American Christmas.
Thanks a lot!
MGM presents A Christmas Story.
Dancing through the snow.
Uncle!
In a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the field we go. Laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring.
Italian.
I think that's Sister Fragile.
Wow.
Oh,
oh,
look at that.
A Christmas Story.
Come on.
The movie that pulls off Santa's beard.
Oh, wow.
And unwraps the secrets.
Did I get a tie this year?
Of the original, traditional.
He looks like a deranged Easter bunny.
100% two-fisted, red-blooded.
It's smiling at me.
All-American Christmas. A Christmas Story.
Happy holidays, everybody, and welcome back to Fine Movies, Fine Spirits, where today we are talking about a holiday classic that is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year, which is hard to believe. I wish I was watching it again right now, but only one thing in the world could have dragged me away from the soft glow of electric sex gleaming out of the Parker family window, and that is talking about the movie with my two co-hosts. First up is a man that some may characterize as a big fudge face, but I triple dog dare you not to love him. My buddy, Davey Corsetto, how are you doing? And what are you drinking this fine Christmas season?
I'm doing fine, Michael. I'm actually drinking just some coffee with some Bailey's in honor of George Bailey, even though he's not in this movie.
Very good. Very good. Next up is a man who
may have been good for the next pod, but yes.
Next up is a man who's become quite a connoisseur of soap. His personal preference was for Lux, but he found Palmolive to have a nice piquant after dinner flavor. Heady, but with just a touch of mellow smoothness. Lifebuoy, on the other hand, he's not a fan. Mr. Christopher Mars, how are you doing? And what are you drinking this evening?
I am doing well, Michael. I realized as I was drinking this Pulp Daddy IPA, which I have had in the past on different pods, because the old man who has no name in the credits,
old man,
is such a big part of this movie, and the big daddy of probably the best character. Maybe I should have drank that on Daddy's Home too, but Pulp maybe. Daddy is fitting for a great movie.
Speaking of Daddy's Home too, I am once again drinking the exact same thing I was last time, gingerbread cider, which gets us in the mood. I realize now afterwards I should have gone non-alcoholic and had a glass of Ovaltine.
Ovaltine? A crummy commercial? Son of a bitch.
That would have been pretty apropos.
Apropos. So, can you believe it's the 40th anniversary of this movie?
Insane.
That is insane.
It really is.
Came out in
such a
November of 83.
Go ahead, Dave.
I feel like this is more of like, not that it's not your generation's movie, Chris, but I feel like it's more of like my, like Mikey and I, or like that group, maybe.
Maybe because we were 7, 8 years old when it came out.
When did you first watch it?
I don't remember, to be honest with you, but
that's true. It must have been a rental, I think.
It just started watching it when it was on TV.
Yeah.
In the few years after it came out in 83, right?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe was it your? Wait, did you enjoy it when you were younger or no?
Oh yeah, but so I was probably 16, 17 when I watched it, but it was on TV all the time. First watch it, I thought it was, I probably didn't pay attention enough right away, but it was very funny, right? Yeah. It was just, it's not like a little kid movie. It's just, it has such a great mix of nostalgia, you know what I mean? And, mm-hmm. and the humor in it, it does a great job with tone, right? Like it's got the perfect tone where it's nostalgic and, but all the little vignettes,
the little dreams,
but it's so well written, right?
It is. I watched it for the first time all the way through because it's always on at Christmas. We'll plop it on, put it on.
It's kind of like a background thing. Right. It became like a background thing, every so often you need to focus on it and appreciate it. Great score, just
perfect movie. This is a perfect movie.
This is the first, but this is the movie that set the tone.
It really hasn't.
The movie's doing a 24-hour.
Right. This was the first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been doing it for years, right? So
it is just a very rewatchable movie, too. With the music, it does a great job with the music.
The voice, the voice overdubbing is perfect.
Yeah.
It makes the movie.
So, the adult Ralphie Gene Shepherd.
So, I'm going to go through
the stats.
Mikey
will talk about.
Real quick. This is, of course, from 1983, directed by Bob Clark, best known for directing this, Porky's 1, Porky's 2, and Black Christmas. So it's a nice mix of movies.
Fits right in.
And the screenplay is by Gene Shepherd, who's also the voiceover, his wife, Lee Brown, and Bob Clark. And it's based on the novel In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash, of course, by Gene Shepherd. It's starring Peter Billingsley as Ralphie, who before this, I just knew him as Messy Marvin. Melinda Dillon as the mom. Darren McGavin as the old man. Ian Petrella as Randy. Scott Schwartz, who went on to become a porn star, as Flick. R.D. Robb as Schwartz. Zach Ward as Scott. I always thought it was Scott, but Scott Farkas. And Gene Shepherd himself as the narrator, grown-up Ralphie. It has a Rotten Tomatoes score. Audience and critic of 89%.
Seems low.
Yeah. But it's on a budget of $3.3 million and it made $19.2 million. A little movie, a little Canadian movie in 1982, But it's gone on to become
remember in the movies.
Yeah.
But it's gone on because to become legendary. Yeah, when you think about it, there hadn't been like a Christmas movie, a classic Christmas movie, but also beforehand, like think about in the 80s or 70s or 80s, whatever, where you have a Christmas movie come out that's like, oh my god, this is a classic, with just the, like I said, the right tone, they really did a great job with the cast, like Melinda Dillon, who was in Close Encounters, right? And then she was in Slapshot.
That's the only thing.
She's perfect.
Hot. In her day, she was hot.
She was.
I didn't think we'd get there, but we got there.
Just honor her. She recently passed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. She wasn't in
the beginning of last year.
She was
too old. That's the only flaw I had with the. We may do that. That really is a
Close Encounter?
Good secret.
No. Christmas Story Christmas?
It's Christmas Story Christmas.
Have to also do Christmas Story 2 really that came out in the, I think, 90s or early 2000s.
That will never do. That will never do. I'll never watch it. And then Darren McGavin obviously is makes the movie. I heard Jack Nicholson. They tried to have him play the dad.
Oh really?
Jack Nicholson.
That'd be kind of hilarious.
No,
it would, but
it'd be too. You wouldn't believe the heartwarming stuff as much.
No, exactly.
Right, exactly.
But the movie really, it held like Peter Billingsley. If he wasn't good, it kind of was.
Oh, yeah.
He was Incredible.
So you compare it to, like, I forgot to mention Home Alone, because Home Alone has obviously a Christmas classic, which could not, you know, you could watch Home Alone kind of year round, even though it's a Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't say that about this. So this is definitely more of a Christmas movie.
Right.
But like Macaulay Culkin, obviously, you know, Peter Billingsley's not on that level, but he's perfect for what, you know, for the role. Better. For that role, if yes, he could have screwed up the movie if they didn't have,
right. If it was like, the different emotions that he could pull off from everything.
Yeah, he was great. It was the soap.
There's so many quotable lines. That's like your brother and I would always, like, all year long, I would just be like, I like the Tin Man.
I like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
I like the Tin Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's just like you're being, like, someone's being stupid, you're like, oh, I like the Tin Man. Yeah.
How many times we say, character. Even in the text, whenever, you know, Fragile.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile, honey.
Oh, yeah.
All the time I say
you can't help but say Fragile, yeah. Right?
I was so, like, many, oh yeah, that's from too. This because I'll yell, like, not a finger. I'll use that or it's a major award constantly.
Yeah,
this movie is House. I think I saw this first as Spade's House.
Probably.
I think that was a big thing in that house. I don't remember watching it in my house. I remember it in his house.
It's synonymous with Spade's House.
I don't know why, but it is. It's true.
So I love the feel of it, the set design, you know, the 50s, the throwback stuff and the little details. So for some reason, I have this in my head that the 50s just seemed like a great time for Christmas. And obviously, being a child of the 70s, you know what I mean? I'm biased and I always think fondly of the 70s, mm-hmm. like as a, you know, kind of a throwback to the 50s, like so the 50s and 70s. But it just seems like perfect. Perfect setting and the details, the way they're decorating the tree. So many great scenes. I'll go through the plot, there isn't much of a plot. There's just a bunch of little.
That's the thing. I forgot. Like, I was like, oh, this, and then this order. Early on, I'm like, wait, are they already going to Santa? No, Santa's like right at the end.
Yes, right at the very end. But you get, you know, the Randy with the snowsuit. I mean, how often do you compare, you know, when a kid's in a snowsuit and they can't move? Yeah. Like,
my kid brother looked like a tick about to pop.
What? What is it? What is it? Oh. What is it?
I can't put my arms out.
Well, put your arms down when you get to school.
Like Randy.
His arms, yeah. Oh, when he's they're getting beat up or they're getting terrorized, and he says, Randy lay there like a slug, his only defense. That was just, shows his lifeless body.
Yeah, but like, remember as kids, I mean, you obviously remember that, getting bundled up and being in your fucking house, like just needing to get outside to be in the cold.
And then all of a sudden, you gotta pee.
Get out there, you can't move.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
that's perfect.
So I love the, you know, I always thought the Randy meatloaf scene was hilarious. You know, when I first saw it,
I've done that with my nephew. Yeah.
Meatloaf, double meatloaf. I hate meatloaf.
All right, I'll get that kid to eat. Where's my screwdriver? My plumber's helper. I'll open up his mouth and I'll shove it in.
Randy.
My mother was more subtle.
How do the little piggies go?
That's right. Oink, oink.
Now, show me how the piggies eat. This is your trough. Show me how the piggies eat.
Be a good boy. Show mommy how the piggies eat.
Ha 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 ha! But yeah, the obviously the plot of the leg, the mm-hmm. leg lamp is, you know, gold.
Oh boy! Would you look at that? Would you look at that?
What is it?
It's a leg.
But what is it?
Yeah, well, it's a leg, you know, like in a statue.
Statue?
Yeah, statue.
Yeah, statue.
Ralphie?
My mother was trying to insinuate herself between us and the statue.
Holy smoke, will you? Do you know what this is? This is a lamp.
It was indeed a lamp.
Isn't that great? What a great lamp.
No.
Here, hold it. Hold it, here, come on.
The old man's eyes boggled.
Oh, wow.
Overcome by art.
And I know just the place for it. Right in the middle of our front room window.
And the wife is jealous.
Well, when he's touching the leg?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, keep putting his hand up.
Yeah. Perfect. What were you going to say, Michael?
Did Gary, at the beginning, he's working on a crossword puzzle or something. Was that how he won the award, doing that? Or was it a work award? I never...
You know what? I know. I didn't
not that
notice,
it matters.
What's funny is he was working on the... He needed to know... Was it the Lone Ranger's nephew's horse?
No, Victor, was it, or something? Or
I wish I... I've seen it three times, and I still... And then he's like... He looks at her. He's like... She's like, everybody knows that. Yeah. And he goes like, huh? And then it's like, it's great Americans. This is a great
like literature.
Great literary characters. Right. And she's like, Victor, whatever, you know, if that was
That's
it.
Just a funny little thing, though. And I love the scene where it's the daydream with the teacher. She's like, semicolon, yes. These dolts.
So
like,
great. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She said she makes a couple comments where she rips the kids. These dolts.
When she reads the sentence.
And then she says semicolon. Yes.
It's got a compass and a thing that tells time. A++.
Yeah. It's so great.
So well done.
And then he's, you know, giving him plaudits. So David, what's your favorite part of the
My favorite part of the movie? I would probably say definitely the soap poisoning scene.
3 blocks away, Schwartz was getting his. There has never been a kid who didn't believe, vaguely but insistently, that he would be stricken blind before he reached 21, and then they'd be sorry.
Why, it's Ralph!
Come on in, Ralph. Where you been?
He's carrying a cane.
What is it, Ralph? What happened?
Why, he's blind.
Blind? Oh, my God.
Ralph, is it something we did?
What brought you to this lowly stage?
Ralph, please tell us, no matter how it hurts, what did we do?
No, I can't.
Oh, please, Ralph, I must know what we did. What brought you to this?
Please.
Please. Please?
It was?
Yes. Yes.
So, poisoning.
When he's trying to, like, get back at his parents and his dreams. Like,
oh, when he imagines that? Oh. Yeah, that's great.
When he comes in blind and he's...
Oh.
The way the father acts.
What did we do?
Yes.
It was.
Yeah. Poisoning.
Just the way he said it was perfect. And Mike, that's another thing we used to say all the time when we were kids.
Yeah. It was. That, and then what leads up to that, when Schwartz's mother on the phone.
Do you know where he heard it?
Probably from his father.
No. He heard it from your son.
What?
Yeah, that used to probably was my favorite part too, with the swear. You know what? And you hear,
hear the feet beating
the piss out of.
The last thing when they were in the Chinese restaurant was hilarious too.
Yes, it's a beautiful duck. Yes, it really is. It's but you see,
what?
It's smiling at me.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah, yes.
That Christmas would live in our memories as the Christmas when we were introduced to Chinese turkey. All was right with the world.
So great.
When they bring the head.
Yeah.
They chop off
it's
the head.
Smiling. Right. It's still smiling.
It's
at
smiling.
Me, right?
Even her reaction when he chops the head off. But I think, and I even teared up just watching it. It's this, obviously the dramatic, not the dramatic scene, but the more touching scene where he gets the BB gun. And you just watch Darren McGavin's like reaction to him getting the gun.
Yeah. How
giving the gift.
He's like smiling.
And
yeah,
I'm watching it this time. And he's like, oh, did you talk to Santa? When they went to see Santa, he's like, did you tell him you were a good boy? He goes, no. He goes, don't worry. He's always watching. Knows. And I felt like that was like a little foreshadowing.
It was kind of great. It was kind of, it's just like a warm scene.
Oh, yeah.
The whole Christmas morning. It just kind of reminds you
Christmas
of
morning,
a
yeah.
kid, you know, when he's just sitting there drinking wine.
Right. Do you want some? She's like, that, yeah. He's like,
I know. Yeah.
And he's like, all right.
And you know, as they open up presents, and then you know, the very end is great. The very end when they're just the after they go to the Chinese restaurant and seeing them in bed and Ralphie and with his
they
gun.
Sit by the window. The parents. It's
just the
like,
music. You know, they have Christmas music and Silent Night they play, which reminds me of our childhood.
I think it really is an overlooked Christmas movie. I think because it's been played so much.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Like, would underappreciated because of like it's just like oh this 24 hours of this great but it's just a great movie.
But to your point, Mikey, you've only seen it forever. Right. So when you actually sit down and you make yourself watch the thing from beginning to end, you really start to appreciate. Wow, this really is a great Christmas movie.
It's definitely perfect. I mean, Mikey can say that about most movies. He's like, I haven't seen this.
I mean, I like a lot of movies, but I know when something doesn't quite work, or I'm watching this going, I'm waiting for the flaw, I'm waiting for the downtime, waiting for the scene that I don't think I like, and it's just not there.
Yeah, exactly. There's no fat, as I say, way too much. Perfect. Like Flick. I think Flick is great too. Just his facial expressions when Ralph pummels Farkas, and then Grover Dill tries to stop me, punches him. Hey!
Hey! I'm killing my dad!
I'm killing my dad!
Yeah, and then you see. The mother's coming in, Flick's like, Ralphie. And he does the old, you know, he shakes his head and he's like,
well,
that's whistling.
That scene with the kid, well, he's stressed about his dad coming home, right? Now, the short time that my dad and my mom lived together when I was a youth, that was a thing. You were like, when your mother was like, wait till your dad gets home, you would be petrified. But when she just kind of like glanced over the, he's going to fight, blah, 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 like no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then that little touch, you're like, hey, I got you. That was an emotional scene too.
That was nice.
That was great. Yeah, it was great. She covered for him, and
I mean, she did say you got a little fight, but
the mom was right. She was such a great character. I love the little things when Ralphie, when she, you know, you don't see him, he's off screen, and she's like, "Don't you give me that look?"
Yeah,
remember he's walking up the stairs.
You're gonna get it.
The lamp broke, and the smirk.
You see her laughing.
That part's very great, very under. Well, I don't know if it's underrated, but when he glues together the lamp, and you see her in the background.
You were always jealous of this.
Yeah,
always jealous. They had it for like 2 days.
He grabs the lamp and carries it into the room.
he buried it in the backyard, and I swear I thought I heard taps being played.
So such good, you know, like I said, so well written. I love the old man being a turkey connoisseur, like You're going to get worms.
The most basic Christmas dinner is turkey, I think, right?
It's pretty much like, yeah, it's like Thanksgiving too.
What?
It's like you just had one at Thanksgiving. You're going to do it at Christmas?
I don't get it. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
You're railing at turkey? Is that what?
Yeah, it's just not
turkey soup, turkey.
What a great holiday dinner.
We're taking on big turkey.
Well, it's a great Thanksgiving. Yeah. I think. Yeah. You just, I'm not going to go off on a tangent.
That's for the turkey cast.
Food. Yeah, that's for. I was telling my buddies today, we should do a Christmas. We got to do a Christmas music podcast, right?
Mm. There's a lot.
I don't know if
Josh Groban.
Josh Groban will not make the cut in my top 20. That's for sure.
He's freaking great. I don't know why.
Put Billy.
He's got a good voice.
Christmas,
he's a good singer. Oh, great,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any great Christmas songs. Oh, Holy Night.
Are you kidding me? Listen to his album.
He's just singing songs other people have already done.
That song, Believe, from Polar Express stinks.
It's not what Mariah does. Oh, no, no. Isn't that what that is?
Yeah, that sounds like Groban. He's not. No, I don't dislike him. He's fine. No, he's fine.
I mean,
fine. He's got a voice like an angel.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones
Groban. It's like you really.
I mean, when you listen to him before, like Frank Sinatra,
listen to Nat King Cole a lot. Yes, I do.
I got to share my Christmas set list with you, my Spotify. Why are you rolling your eyes?
Because I'm sure it'll be the best thing in the world. Of course it will be. It'll be fine.
I didn't say it would be the best. You
wouldn't
you'll
like
either
mine.
Enjoy it or you won't.
Mine kicks off with Billy Squire.
You know what I did watch? Okay, I know it's not the movie today. I just start watching Gremlins today, which is a Christmas movie.
You know, I thought about that too. I got to watch that. Even if it's a Christmas movie, even if the big scene that's most Christmas is when Phoebe Cates talks about her dad being dead in the chimney.
Crazy. It's just wild.
Just
wild that
nowhere.
Scene's in there. It's
they
so
always
terrible.
Talk about that scene being like out of nowhere.
It really is.
Just so hot.
This is
true.
So true.
So the other day, that's funny, I saw Gremlins was on, and I have an irrational thing where I'm like flipping through. Now we're in the heat of, you know, Christmas season, right? You go full Christmas movies, and I'm just flipping through to see what's on, you know, regular cable, and I'm like, I see like just different movies, and I'm like, The Karate Kid. I'm like, why is The Karate Kid on now? And I put it on, and I was like, I was actually annoyed. I don't know why, but I put it on because there was nothing else on and I was doing other things. And then, of course, it was the, you know, All Valley. I had to watch that part. I was like,
next thing you know,
oh, shit, I got to watch this. But I was just like outraged that was on. But I digress. We actually went to the movies to watch Silent Night.
Was it good?
Oh, wait a minute. You saw Silent Night, the action movie?
Yeah, with the kids and Jess.
With no, like, it's completely dialogue.
No dialogue. By the way, I didn't even notice. Aiden knew it.
Oh, you didn't know that going in that was going to be the thing, or you didn't?
Nope, and I didn't even notice. Like, I'm saying, like, way too much, like a teenager. The lead actor, I don't remember what. Do you know of the movie?
Like, I know of the movie. I know the guy. I've seen him on The Killing.
I forget.
I've seen him
Yes, The Killing. Right. That's where I knew him from. But he loses his voice. He gets shot in the throat. I was like, oh, he can't talk. That's why it's Silent Night. It didn't even hit me that nobody else was talking.
Right. The whole thing.
So, it was, you know, it was some of it was okay. But I was like, this is not a, I mean, it's a Christmas movie. They really shoehorn that Christmas thing in.
Right, just to give you the Silent Night.
Last Sunday, we, you know, Jess is like, "Oh, let's go to the movies." Aiden wanted to see Thanksgiving. It's a little late for that. Jess was like, "I am not watching that." So we watched it, but it was all Christmas, all the time.
I watched Ben Claus the other night, and I was pleasantly surprised.
Did you watch Fred Claus or Ben Claus?
Sorry, Frank.
Did he say Ben Claus?
He sure did.
I meant to say Frank Claus. Frank Claus. All right.
That's part three.
No, it was good. I was pleasantly surprised.
You didn't see the porn version? Head Claus? I'm just
kidding. That's in Mikey's top playlist.
Oh, on Dasher, on Dancer.
On Kitty? Or...
On your back.
That's what Mikey does.
We gotta edit all this stuff. We haven't even done the plot yet.
Oh yeah, that's right. Let me bang that out.
Got a real rapist wit, like that one.
That's great. All right, the basic plot. I thought we were almost done, Michael. Thank you for reminding me.
We'll edit around it. So
we really, it's basically narrated by the adult voice of Ralphie Parker, 9-year-old in 1940. All he wants for Christmas is a Red Ryder carbine action 200 shot range model air rifle. Shows a series of vignettes, as I said, with Ralph's father always in a never-ending battle with the furnace we hadn't mentioned, the neighbor's dog, the Mumpuses. Ralph and his friends tormented by bullies. Did you say it wasn't Scott Farkas?
Scott, S-C-U-T.
Scott Farkas and Grover Dill, his toady. A toady, if you've ever seen one. Also subplot of the old man winning a prize of a leg lamp. So we see Ralph's fantasies, which, dramatized versions of Ralphie fighting bad guys, winning the teacher over and becoming blind by soap poison, as Dave mentioned. After Ralph was rejected by his mom, the teacher, and Santa at the mall. All-time classic scene.
How about a nice football?
Football? Football? What's a football? Without conscious will, my voice squeaked out.
Football! Okay, get him out of here.
A football? Oh, no! Okay, what was I doing? Wake up, stupid! Wake up! No! Ow.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Seems like he isn't going to get his dream gift. On Christmas morning, he gets his presents, excited to find his father had got him the rifle. So goes outside to shoot it, and a ricochet knocks off his glasses and makes up a story that it was an icicle.
I love the timing of she goes to the medicine cabinet. He looks right into the camera with a big smile and then turns right back.
That's good. Good stuff. So after the Bumpus' dogs eat their turkey, they have Christmas dinner at a Chinese restaurant. That night, Ralphie goes to sleep with a gun by his side with Christmas music playing to the credits. I love the, you notice the Bumpus' dog's tail in the door?
That's I don't know. It was the tail of the ear. I couldn't tell what it was.
Oh, maybe it was their ear. Could have been an ear.
Serves him right. You guys are right. Son of bitches.
Yep. I love how he calls his neighbor. He's like, it's a lamp, you nincompoop, or something.
Right. Oh, the guy who was like, what is that?
Hey, Park, what is that? Don't bother me now, sweet. Can't say I'm busy. Yeah, but what is that? It's a major award.
A major award?
Shucks, I wouldn't know, Dad. It looks like a lamp.
But it's a lamp, you nincompoop, but it's a major award. I want it.
Damn hell, you say you want it?
Yeah. Mind power, sweet, mind power.
The entire neighborhood was turned on.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.
It could be seen up and down Cleveland Street, the symbol of the old man's victory.
Damn, he won a major award.
I did like when the dad was bargain shopping for the tree. That was a good scene too.
Yep. Like he's everything. He's got to be like, even if he saved, what did he save? $2 and they throw in rope.
Well, he throws in rope and I love it. So, we won't talk about these other movies because both pay homage to this movie. But Christmas Story, Christmas has little things like it. But also 8-Bit Christmas has a lot of, obviously influenced and pays homage to Christmas Story. But one of them is the father bargaining.
Yep.
I love that. Yeah,
and all excited that he thinks he.
And just that, like again, Darren McCavin's like the scene where he goes out to the fudge scene where he's fixing the car. He's like, "What are you doing here?" It's like, mom says I should help. He goes, oh yeah. Like the way he says,
he's
yeah.
He's all happy.
Like, that just.
He just seems like such a great, like, 50s dad.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, definitely, like, you
tough,
know.
But not like, as, like a prick.
Exactly.
Right.
They don't show when he beats Ralphie with a bat.
Yeah, they don't show, right? Rin, but in a belt. Daddy's going to kill Ralphie.
She says a pipe. She says that. Yeah. He puts a pipe, a wrench, and a. What else on the table?
You pick one?
Yes.
Yeah.
The wrench. Fuck him.
Ralphie, it's okay, Ralphie. It's not your fault. Ah, then Ralphie goes,
I was saying this to one of my guys that worked with me yesterday. I'm like, listen, I know you're a little slow. Just, I want you to repeat after me. It's not your fault.
That's good.
What? He's like, what? I go, just say it. It's not your fault.
That's good.
And he like, had no idea.
No idea. He's like, you just get the look at him. Like, I just want you to say it with me. Just say it with me.
You need a camera at your store.
Like, he's like, you're such an asshole.
How does HR let you get away with these things?
I think you're slow. It's okay. It's okay. I get them saying that. It's not your fault.
Don't let him record you saying, I think you're slow.
Oh my God.
That's perfect. All right. I guess that's a wrap, guys, on this one. Are we doing something different now?
I think, yes. Next time, folks, you'll be hearing from us.
Cut that out.
Next time you'll be hearing from us, we will be returning to Pottersville. It'll be another wonderful podcast you hear from us. Going back to the movie that started it all, you'll hear from us again on Christmas Eve. So listen, until then, you can find us on Instagram.
A-hole? That was kind of like talking about how we don't know how to spell. And you were talking about Pottersville being like
We'll talk about that next time.
We'll talk about that on Christmas Eve, which we'll be talking then. Okay, listen, you can find us on Twitter at @fine_movies, on Instagram at @finemoviesfinespirits, and on Facebook at fans.experts. And go to fans.experts.com/finemovies to find every episode of every movie and special that we've done. And until Christmas Eve, Christopher, any parting words?
Nope. Just can't wait. Just going to enjoy the rest of the Christmas season.
Very good. And David, any parting words from you?
Yeah, for that guy that was, you know, talking shit, fuck off.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
We talk about great movies while drinking. We talk about great movies while drinking. Yeah, we talk about great movies while drinking. And we feel fine.
Dave, do you understand? You can.
We're doing two separate episodes.
Now we're doing the podcast.
Now we're going to go to Pottersville. Now I'm going to.
Could have said that.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring that up. You can bring that up again. I'll bring that up again. Because I actually had written down a dumbass people on the internet.
Fab Not Experts.